Today is National Punctuation Day. And you know where we always use multiple exclamation points? Of course, it's the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was one for the new school year. I said, think of two antonyms, each in three letters, set them side by side, and in between them, arrange the letters of try to ace in some order, and I said the result will name someone at school. Who is it? And the opposites are his and her, and in between put those letters, you get history teacher.
We received more than 1,500 responses, and our randomly selected winner is Gordon Brown of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How long have you been playing the puzzle, sir, if I may ask?
Well, I've been listening regularly for about 14 years, I think, and submitting answers for about the last 10, so it's been a little while.
And do you have a question for Will?
I don't.
Fair enough.
That's perfectly fine.
I thought about asking him what he thought about the UVA football game yesterday, but, you know, that was some game, wasn't it?
He's not a football fan. I can just jump in right there and tell you.
Oh, well, I'm a UVA fan, but I wasn't following the game, so... I have no opinion
All right.
on that.
There you go. I'm sorry. I spoke for you, Will, and that was incorrect of me. I take it all back.
As a UVA grad, yeah, that is one I'm interested
in. Okay, there you go. Right. It's just that we've talked about the Super Bowl before, and both of us, you know, weren't as invested as we could have been. All right. Are you ready to play the puzzle, Gordon?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's go.
All right, Gordon. I'm going to give you some words of six or more letters. For each one, change one letter to get a common boy's name. For example, if I said vector, V-E-C-T-O-R, you could say Victor, changing the E to an I. You could also have said Hector, changing the V to an H. That one had two answers. Here's number one, charges, C-H-A-R-G-E-S.
Charles.
Charles is right. Number two is tennis, T-E-N-N-I-S.
Dennis.
Dennis is it. Cargos. C-A-R-G-O-S.
Carlos.
Carlos, nice. Spender. S-P-E-N-D-E-R.
Drawing a blank on that one.
If you think of a famous actor whose last name is Tracy.
Oh, Spencer. Yeah, right.
Spencer does it. Good. Everest, E-V-E-R-E-S-T.
Everett.
That's it. Wavier, W-A-V-I-E-R.
Xavier.
Xavier works, also Javier, either one. How about margin, M-A-R-G-I-N?
Help again there.
Change the G.
Marlin.
Marlin is good, also Martin and Marvin. That had three answers. Yeah. How about coward, C-O-W-A-R-D?
Howard?
Uh-huh. Seville, S-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Drawing a blank on that one again.
The first name of a very famous Prime Minister of England during in advance of World War II.
Yeah, first name of Prime Minister Chamberlain.
Neville.
Neville is it. Good. Normal, N-O-R-M-A-L.
Norman.
That's it. Waiter, W-A-I-T-E-R.
Walter.
Walter, good. Sliver, S-L-I-V-E-R. That's a tricky one because you want to change the first letter. You want to change the S to a vowel.
Olivier?
Oliver.
Oliver.
And one more. It's a tough one. Cordon, C-O-R-D-O-N.
Gordon?
Gordon, yeah. I just threw that one in at the last moment.
There you go.
Good job.
After a couple of those difficult ones, you know.
How do you feel?
Oh, fine. It was probably easier to play listening in, but a lot of fun playing today, and a lot of fun having the opportunity.
All right. For playing today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Gordon, what member station do you listen to?
WFDD-FM at Wake Forest University.
Gordon Brown of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, think of a familiar six-letter boy's name, starting with a vowel. Change the first letter to a consonant to get another familiar boy's name. And then change the first letter to another consonant to get another familiar boy's name. What names are these? So again, familiar six-letter boy's name starts with a vowel. Change the first letter to a consonant, you get another boy's name. And then change that first letter again to another consonant to get another familiar boy's name. What three names are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, September 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.